Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Thad Bosley. Batting second. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ted Simmons. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Gorman Thomas. Batting seventh. The DH, Roy Howell. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Don Money. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Jim Slayton. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Rob Wilfong. Batting second. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting third. The center fielder, Mickey Hatcher. Batting fourth. The DH, Roy Smalley. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ron Jackson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, John Castano. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Danny Goodwin. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Dave Engel. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Chuck Baker. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Fernando Arroyo. And now, play ball. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong hits a fly ball into center field. Bosley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher hits a fly ball into right field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley strikes out. One out. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a line drive towards short. Yount reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Danny Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodwin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner takes first base on ball 4. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bosley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a fly ball into right field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilfong hits a line drive into right field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Cooper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ogilvie hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cooper moves to third. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cooper scores. Ogilvie moves to second. It's 1-0, Brewers. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baker fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-1 in the game. Weiniger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0-for-1 in the game. Hatcher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Weiniger moves to second. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first, with Slayton covering, for the out. Weiniger moves to third. Hatcher moves to second. One out. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ogilvie. Jackson reaches second base with a double. Weiniger scores. Hatcher scores. It's 2-1, Twins. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Castano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Danny Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodwin is 0 for 1 in the game. Goodwin is walked intentionally. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel is 0 for 1 in the game. Engel hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Simmons settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0 for 1 in the game. Howell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Goodwin juggles the ball. That's an error on Goodwin. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0 for 1 in the game. Money hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Howell moves to second. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Howell moves to third. Two outs. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bosley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Arroyo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Brewers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 1 in the game. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilfong takes first base on ball 4. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground for an out. Wilfong moves to second. Two outs. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hatcher takes first base on ball 4. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 2 in the game. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 2 in the game. Yount takes first base on ball 4. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Arroyo throws to second for 1, and Baker throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Cooper moves to third. One out. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Ogilvy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Goodwin scoops it up and throws to first, with Wilfong covering, for the out. Two outs. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Brewers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Jackson hits a line drive into center field. Bosley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Castano takes first base on ball 4. Danny Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodwin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Goodwin strikes out. There goes Castano. The throw from Simmons to Yount, and Castano is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Thomas. The throw from Weiniger to Baker and they have Thomas trapped. The throw over to Goodwin, who applies the tag for the out. One out. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0-for-2 in the game. Howell hits a fly ball into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0-for-2 in the game. Money takes first base on ball 4. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gantner hits a fly ball into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Brewers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel is 0-for-2 in the game. Engel takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-2 in the game. Baker bunts towards first. Cooper scoops it up and throws to first, with Gantner covering, for the out. Engel moves to second. One out. Jamie Easterly now pitching. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wilfong hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Engel moves to third. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Weiniger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Engel scores. It's 3-1, Twins. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hatcher hits a fly ball into right field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bosley hits a fly ball into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Yount strikes out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a fly ball into center field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Brewers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-3 in the game. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Jackson hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Castano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Ogilvie hits a fly ball into right field. Engel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Doug Corbett now pitching. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0-for-3 in the game. Howell hits a fly ball into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 3, and Milwaukee Brewers, 1. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.